Viter in Chas. We are in Minachos. Staff Lamed. Hey, picking up on Lamed Dalam, bees by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom. Ton Rabbanan. We know there are Arba Parshos, so 4 different Parshos that are mentioned in the Tefillin. We don't know what's the order. Ton Rabbanan, Kitsa Sitchon. What is the order of the Arba Parshot? Say there, Rashi says, say there, Hanachasan. Kadesh li v'haya kiviyacha miyamin, when it says these two are on the right side, and Shema Yisrael, Shema v'hayim Shema mismol, and those are going to be on the left. In fact, the Gemara v'atanya ivcha, but we learned that it's the opposite, that Kadesh li and v'haya should be on the left, and Shema Yisrael and Bahaya should be on the right. Rabbi Lokasha, Kami Mino Shokore, here the first place is talking from the right side of a person who's reading them, right? That is the right side of someone facing one wearing the tefillin, and therefore, like so to speak, reading it. Khan Mimino Shominyach. Otherwise, otherwise, the one who's wearing it. Okay. Vakori Kore Kesidron. And according to both prices, the reader reads them according to the order of the Torah. The person that's facing the tefillin, the person who's wearing the tefillin, reads the parshas in the order that they're written in the Torah. Okay, now, Amar Rav Chanana, Amar Rav Hechli Parsh Yosef, Psulas. If one changes the order, then they're going to be puzzled. Amar Abaye, Lo Amran, when do we say it's true? Only, beep, turn the page. Lamed Heimad Aleph. Gviyasa Libar Yasa. When you put the inner part psukim for an outer one. You put the second one, right, Vahoy Kiviacha, in the first compartment. Remember, there's 4 different compartments, where Kadesh Li Kobachor would be. And therefore, you made the outer one, Vahoy Kiviacha, into a... Pardon, you mean the inner one into the outer one. Ubaras, back in the Gemara, Ubar Yasa, Ligav Yasa, or you put an outer one for an inner one. Like, let's say you put the fourth one, Vahoyim Shema, then the third compartment where Shema should be, therefore you made an outer one into an inner one. But let's say you put the inner one for another inner one. You put Shema Yisrael before Vayikiviyacha, hi, Rasil Riyasa, or an outer one for another outer one. Right, Kadesh Liko Bukhar and Vahaya Im Shema. You flip those ones, unless about that is not a problem, which is amazing. Amazing. So clearly we're saying that Abayah's of the opinion that this is a halacha Moshe Misinai, that the outer have to be the outer, have to be the inner, but either one, if you flip them, it's fine. Amalei Rava comes in, he says, Mai shna gavyasa l'vyasa, ubrayasa l'gavyasa delo. Why you say that's no good? The hach, the boy, l'mechse avira, is that pasuk which has to, so to speak, see empty space. The loka chazia doesn't see it. The hard the loka by the mechze avira doesn't see empty space. The chazia goes and he sees it. Right, you're seeing outside of what it's supposed to be seeing. But even if you switch them, we still have a problem because hachta by the mechze avira the yamin, the one that's supposed to see empty space at the right of it, chazia avira the small now it sees empty space at the left. The small, the chazia avira the yamin. We have a problem. Ela loshna. Rather, it must be. There's no difference. Any switcheroos over here is going to go ahead and make a puzzle. Even if you're an outer-to-outer and entertainer, it's still going to make a puzzle. V'am Rav Chanan Omer Rav, titura de tefillin halacha Moshe Misinai. The titura literally means a bridge. It's the base of the tefillin. And it's the way that it's made is... After you go and you put the different parshios into the 4 compartments, through the opening at the bottom, then the extra leather at the bottom of what's called the kitsitsa, that's the outer, where am I? Right, so the extra leather at the bottom of this part of your front and the sides of the walls is cut away, and the fourth wall is then folded back under the kitsitsa to be the base of the seal of the opening, and then after it gets aligned with the edges of the front and the side, it's stitched into place. This part of the film is called the titura because it looks like a bridge. All right, so now we have the, he says that the titura, the tefillin, Keturah d'tefillin halacha l'moshe m'sinai. This whole idea is halacha Moshe m'sinai. Amar Abaye, ma'varta d'tefillin halacha Moshe m'sinai. Says the ma'varta is it's the back section of the d'tefillin, which goes from the titurah through which the d'tefillin straps slides. And that also, that whole thing is halacha Moshe m'sinai. Amar Abaye, shin shel tefillin halacha Moshe m'sinai. The shin, you have the letter shin that comes from, you know, in the tefillin, halacha Moshe m'sinai. V'tzarech, and it's also shagiyah charitz l'mkom ha'tefer. The groove between every two compartments of the tefillin has to reach the place of the stitching. Wow. Rav Dimi min Ardamar, he argues, and he says, Kevin de Minka, as long as each groove is recognizable at some part above the ktsitsa, lotzarech, it doesn't have to be that they reach the tefillin's base. V'yomer Abaye, hi kilfa de tefillin, tzarech le mivdike. Someone has to go and they have to check the parchment of the tefillin. Yeah, you gotta check it out, right? She says klaf. Kufa's klaf. The Dilma isle be reusa. Maybe there's a problem with it, right? She says an echo, there's a hole. Umbaina ksivatama, and it has to be perfectly written. And veleka, and there's none. You won't have a ksivatama if there is a hole over there. No, you don't have to check it. It's okay. Kulmusa badikle, because as the scribe is writing, the kulmus, which is the quill, like the pen that he uses, that is going to be checking it as it goes. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak v'tzul shchoros halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The fact that the straps have to be black, that is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It may serve fact the Gemara. Tefillin ain koshen osan ella biminan. We bind the tefillin, the head and the arm, only with straps that are made from their own type of min, right? The type of material that is has to be made out of leather. They can't be made out of silk or flax or wool or anything of the sort. Rashi says shel or velo shel meshiu pishtan. Bein yirukos, bein shcharos, bein levanos. And straps that are going to be good, whether they're green, black, or white. Adumas leyase mipnei gnayis. Can't make them red because that is gnayis. As Rashi shema yomer. So Yomer Gardenhu, Midam Chatatov Nitzbu Vedimu Herzios. People are going to say that this person has like blood on his head, scabs on his head, and he's scratching him and it's causing it to bleed. And that's why the film became red. So that's no good because it's going to die. V'davar Acher, and also because of another thing. And what does that mean? V'davar Acher is Hashem Shama Yomer Ishtu Nida Baal. And it's with Dam. We're going to think that Dam got on it also. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. My Sibetamidus Rabbi Akiva is a story time about there was a student with or of Rabbi Akiva. And the Shayah Kosher Tfilav Bilishono Shatchilas. He would go out and tie his film with the straps of blue wool. Rash says the Lav Minon, which is not its own min. Vlorma Ludava, and Akiva didn't say anything. Efshar Sasadi Kura Tamido. But let me have it makes sense if Akiva would see his Talmud doing something wrong and he wouldn't say anything. It must be that Akiva allows you to do this type of thing. Right? It's okay. Even if it's not leather. Armula, they said back to him, Hain, low row, so no. You're saying, is it possible he saw and he didn't see? He saw and he didn't say anything? Must be it's okay. And they're saying, no, Pasha says he didn't see it. Vim row, so he would have seen. He wouldn't have let it go. Ma'aseh b'Horkanus b'nos Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanus. A story time with Horkanus, who's the son of Elazar ben Horkanus. So he coached field b'shana shagumar. He did it with straps of purple wool. Lama ledovit didn't say anything. Afshar satadik rov b'nos from Micha. Was it possible that Elazar saw something and didn't say anything? Must be he said that it's okay to behave like that. Amrilo, they said back to him, hey, Loro, so hey, Tom, yeah, you're correct. They didn't see him. If he would have seen his son, he wouldn't have let him do it. Katani Mir, what we see nonetheless is in this whole statement is Ben Yerukos, Ben Shchos, Ben Levanos. We said that they're going to be good if they're green, black, or white, which goes against Yitzchak, who says that it's got to be black, straight up. Lo Kasha, Kame Bifteim, Kame Bechor. So Brex is talking about on the inside. Over there, on the inside could be any color over there, but it can't be red. And the other one where you said that it's got to be black is talking about on the outside. What are you talking about? It's on the inside. Then who's going to think anything about blood if they're not going to see it anyway? Because sometimes the film straps are going to get flipped over and you're going to be able to see the other side, and therefore they're going to end up seeing it. Now we looked at a brisa. Tefillin merubos halacha l'moshe misina. The tefillin has to be square. That's halacha l'moshe misina. Rav Papa betifran uvealachsonon, in their stitching and in their diagonal. When stitching these two the different compartments together, it can't be they do it too tight, lest it warp it, and then it's not going to be the right shape. And also in the diagonal, like we learned the Gemara Sukkah, it's got to be a perfect square. That's going to have a what do you call it? Yeah, this goes back to Sukkah that says that the diagonal of a perfect square is 1 2/5 the amount of one of the sides. Therefore, it's going to make sure that it's squared out nicely. Lemu Messiah, when going back to the south of the Mishnah and Megillah, who said tefillin a gula sakana? Someone who makes it a gula, makes it round, that's a sakana of aimba mitzvah. There's no mitzvah that's done with it. This means it's telling us that the tefillin can't be rounded. Must be saying like the Baisa said. Papa, Masnisan Davida ki amguza. The Mishnah maybe is talking about tefillin that was made round like a nut. Therefore, you don't have a raya from over here. Amaravuna tefillin kolz manche penei tabla kayemes. As long as the surface of the tabla, of the tablet, is intact, sheres are going to be kosher. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about that if there's something that happened to them, that they get torn. That is, as long as the outer part of the tefillin are fine, that even in the inner part there's a little bit of an issue there, it's still going to be okay. Rav Chisa, Amma, or Nifsaku, Shtayim, let's say the inner walls in two compartments are split, Ksheris, they're still going to be good. Shalosh, Psilos, but if three of them are split, then it's going to be puzzle. Amma, Rava, Hardam, Shtayim, Ksheris, Lom, and Elazeh, Shalok, Kenegadzeh. That's only if it wasn't one compartment right next to the other one. Elazeh, Kenegadzeh, Psilos. If it's one right next to the other, it's going to be possible. Is that kind of gezenah? I mean, even one next to the other, that lo amen ela b'charata. We only said that they're going to be possible in the case of new tefillin. If it would be old ones, less than bah, then there's no problem. They're going to be kosher. One wouldn't expect tefillin made from freshly worked hide to develop a hole. If that would happen, we could assume that the hide was inferior and defective, and so the tefillin are disqualified, but after if they're old already, then we wouldn't have that same issue. What does it mean new? What does it mean old? Wherever one stretches the hide and lets go, and then it shrinks back to its original size, then it looks like old. And any other thing is going to be considered new hide. Beep, turn the page. Lama yama base. Vina mi. In other words, telling the difference between new and old is kol hechi dechi masli bebe misna. Wherever if someone would pull the tefillin by the strap while his friend pulls the tefillin in the opposite direction, asya basre, the tefillin can be drawn towards him without tearing, then chadata, it's called new. Vida chatita, and the other types are going to be called old, right? It's going to be less, it's not going to be as strong, and it's going to tear if people pull in two directions. A new one is going to be pulled towards, it's going to come towards the stronger one. So that's considered old and new. Abaye of Yosef Kambay, Derav Yosef, Abaye was sitting in front of Yosef, Ifsikli Ritzua the Tefile, a strap of his tefillin tore apart. And Amalei, so Abaye says to him, Mahu Lamikterei, what's the din? Am I allowed to knot the two pieces together? Amalei ukshartam siv. Said in the pasuk that she'll tie them. Shake shiratama. It means it should be a perfect tying that can't be done. But this is such a thing that's all torn over here. So sorry, nothing doing over here. It says Rashi shiratama. Shake shira noa. Ve'im yesh kasher acher. Ve'ratzu levad mi kasher kosh merosho. Therefore, no good. Story time. Let's say the straps, they tore apart. What's the din? Is he allowed to go ahead and be tofer for them? Can he stitch them up? And then bring in the stitch to the inside of the strap. Right? Can he pinch the ends of the pieces and sew them together? You know, and you leave over the blackened leather above the stitching. Right? Is that okay? Amar, he said, Pukhazi Mayama Dava. Go and see how people behave. In other words, you're not gonna find anyone who has like that. So you don't do that. Nobody does that. Right? Says if Kirvati Nogin Kane, Lutasa, don't do it. Amar of Papa, Gardume Ritsuos Ksheros. Stubs of tefillin straps are gonna be good. Like let's say you have in the head tefillin, a strap goes through the Mabarta. And the two sides are knotted to form a loop that fits, you know, on the head of the one who wears it. The two straps endings that hang down from the knots are called shirayim, the leftover stuff. Leftover. We're going to see how long they have to be. When these strap endings tear, the remaining parts are called gardumin. Our papa says that since the hanging strap ending initially met its length requirement, or remains good even after tearing, leaves only a short stub coming from the knot. Velav milsahi, but this is nothing doing, right? This is not correct. Midami b'nei Rabbi Chia, gadumi tchelos for gadumi ez of ksheren. The stubs of tchelos and those of hyssop are going to be good. Rashi says shir tchelos for first parakat tchelos, taflam echasobes. Shir ez of first parakam the sukkah. Gardumim is shirayim, left over. So we're talking about the tzitzis, you know, you have to put, you know, over there, and you have to put tchelos also. That's what it's talking about. So the tchelos, let's say we get torn, leaves only like a little bit. What's going to be over there? And Ezov is talking about by the mitzora. You need it in red. The pasuk says, "V'tziva kord lakachal lumitar shtitzi parv chayasara, v'shnit alas ve'ezov, he's alamitar," and they go and they split on him. Now, we also have by the part of Duma also, it says to take an Azov. So it's got to be a certain size, at least a tefach. So let's say this stuff initially was good, what's necessary, and then it tore or broke, it's going to be good, even though right now it's no good, even though it's not the right size. What's the mashmo says that hasamho, over there it's going to be good, the tashmisha mitzaninu, because they're from the mitzvah of al-hacham, but over here in the case of the tefillin straps, the tashmisha kedusha ninu, these are called tashmisha kedusha, therefore, lo, they are not going to be good. Okay, let's figure this out. You can fall into four different categories. Gufa kedusha, that itself has kedusha, tashmisha kedusha, someone's accessory to it, tashmisha mitzvah, and tashmisha the tashmish kedusha. Well, it's like an offshoot of these type of things. So that's what we're saying over here. So we said that wouldn't be the case. Mechal the Islu Shira, that implies that the films must have a minimum shear of what they are. Rashi says, L'tliya Sarvitzios, the straps as they hang down. The bar ha-kesher, midamani lehu shirayim legardumin. V'kama shirayu, how much is that? Amar Rami Barachama, Amar Yisokash ad etzba tzrada. The film straps have to go down until the tzrada finger. That's the index finger, right? Because the Lashon is tzarasa deda. It's the rival of this one, of the thumb, right? The one that's next to it. So therefore, it's got to go down to there. Rav Kahana machvi kofuf. He showed it was curved. He showed with his hand that the length of the part of the strap hanging from the knot has to be at least equal to the distance between one's index and middle fingers when they're spread apart. Ravashi machvi poshet yishado. It's got to be straight. Rabba katalu. Rabba would bind the tefillin to his head. That is Rashi. Just kshmeniach tefillin koshele bereshe b'shira tzios poshet b'shadi lehu v'tolin al ksefo meacharv. They hung out from behind the rashes of Pashit and straighten the straps hanging from the knot. Vashadi lay and he would throw them to the back so that they're hanging over the shoulders on his back. Rav Acha, Rav Yaakov, Katalahu, he would put the tefillin on his head, umisaleslu, and he would braid the straps. Right? He left a lot. He would have to braid them. He did it like us, that he put them in front of his, Hashem's kaminik shalanu. That's how we go and do it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Yehuda Shmuel bar Shilas and Shmuel the Rav Kasher shel Tefillin Halacha Moshe Misinai, the knot is Halacha LaMoshe Misinai. Look at Rashi, and we do it in a way that you're going to spell out the letters Shin, Dalet, and Yud through the different way the knots that are made. Amar Nachman V'noyehim Lebar, and their beauty should face outwards. Yeah, it's talking about again the name Shakai, Shin, Dalet, and Yod. It's got to be in a way that people can see it. It's going to be visible on the outside of the tefillin's head, or the tefillin's, you know, kitsitsa. And, yeah. Story time of Ashi, have a Yosef Kamita Marzutra. He sat in front of him. It's Hapcha Leilu to the tefillin. When the tefillin strap became flipped over, the letter Dalet that was on the head, he was able to be seen from the outside. Amalei, so I just said, Lo Sava Lamar, Vinayim Levar, you don't hold of this idea. Amalei, he says to him, Lavadaita, I didn't realize that my tefillin shel Rosh had flipped over. The rest is shogig, I see, it was a shogig. Okay, Vero, call Ame Arts, Kishem Hashem Nikar, Lecha Vyori Mecca, and all the Amrits will see that Hashem is on you, and they'll be scared of you. Rosh is aggressive, Barova Shem, Shin Vidalid. Tanya wants to know about Rabbi Eliezer. God, the Lomer, Elu Tefillin Shabarosh. She's talking about the head Tefillin. Right? When they wear the Tefillin, they inspire fear in the hearts of their enemies, right? Because you have the Hashem's name. When they go and they see this, they're going to know the power of Hashem. V'hasiru says Kapi v'ra'isa esacharai. Pasuk says that in Shemos, Harinina Kvodecha. Wow, is it this week's Parsha? I think it's this week's Parsha. It's crazy. The blunder strikes again, huh? It says, I'm going to remove my hand and you will see my back. Amar of Chana Bar Bizna, Amar of Shimon Chasida. This is talking about at the time when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Harinina Kvodecha, show me your glory. And Hashem said, you're not going to be able to see my face. But what's happening is I'm going to give you a place, I'm going to pass by, I'm going to give you a place in the rock, I'm going to shield you with my hand until I pass by, then I remove my hand and you'll be able to see my back. But you can't. So what happens? I'm Rav Chana bar Bizna, I'm Rav Shem bar Chasida. Malamit Yehru lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Kesher Shel Tefillin, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Kesher of the Tefillin. Rashi says, Mechorei HaOrif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Niach Tefillin, Kedamer Le'el, Demishum Tefillin, Shall Rosh Yiru of the Chavim Kedachsev Yiru Mimeka. Okay, Amar of Yehuda, Kesher Shel Tefillin, Tzarech Shein Lamayla, it's got to be above the back of the head itself and not lower down, which is going to be like on the neck. That's just Begova Rosh Velo Lamata B'Tzavar. Kedesh Yiru Kishol Lamayla Velo Lamata. In order to show that the Yidin are going to be up and they're not going to be down. Tzarech Shein Klapei Panim, right, it was going to be up and down, not going to be subjugated. Also has to be Klapei Panim. It has to be that they're not opposite the one who is wearing it, right? At the nape, the center of the back of the head, and not on the sides. Kadeshu Yisrael lefanim below the achar, that the yin should be forefront and not to the rear. With that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.